Okay, today's daf is Pei Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Zayin, but Aleph on top. Today's shiur is sponsored as the Masechta shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we had in yesterday's Mishnah, Beis Namer. Beis Namer used to be a harvest al hachevel with some type of rope, as we described. Every row they did separately, and they left pay at the end of each row. And that's that follows the Mishnah that said that there are three different times for payah, each day that the balabais has to be there. We had a machlokas, but that's the minimum, that's the maximum. Is it exact? We saw the Rambam Paskins that it's the exact number. Then we had this line of base namer, which the Gemara is going to talk about. Just one ha'ara, we had a machlokas about what base namer is. Machlokas, whether it's a family name, that was the Rosh Sirlio, who said it's just a family name, while Pnei Moshe and the other Mefarshim said that it is Aver Hayarden, right? It's based on the Pasuk from the end of Sefer Bamidbar. If you look in the Rambam, the Radvaz points out in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, this halacha, Radvaz even says that maybe Aver Hayardin for certain halachos is part of Eretz Yisrael Daraisa. That's what I wanted to pick up on. Then beginning of Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says, Trumos v'amaisras, eino nohagas min haTorah ela b'Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, beginning of Hilchos Trumos, he just starts off with the where it's nohag, while beginning of Manas Aniyim, he described what is Peah. What is Peah? So the Rambam says, it's only nohag in Eretz Yisrael. Bein b'fnei abayis, bein shalo b'fnei abayis. The Nevi'im hiskinu, sheyehi nohagos af be'eretz shinar. Also, the Nevi'im said, midrabanan, it should be nohag in shinar, but she smuch al Eretz Yisrael, because it's close by, v'rov Yisrael holchin v'shavin sham. And many Jews go back and forth there. V'chachamim marishonim hiskinu. So it's a second stage. First the Nevi'im, and then the Chachamim Rishonim. The Chachamim Rishonim is Kinoshi Nogos Ap Be'eretz Mitzrayim. U'Be'eretz Amonu Moav. Be'vnei Shem Svivos Eretz Yisrael. So it goes from Nevi'im to Chachamim, and it goes from Smucha Le'eretz Yisrael to Svivos Eretz Yisrael. Maybe different stages and different closeness. But then the Rambam says, Eretz Yisrael amur b'chol makom hi'aratzol shekovish osan melech Yisrael, o shofet o navi midas rov Yisrael. The definition of Eretz Yisrael is any land that the king of Israel or a shofet or a navi conquers with the das of rov Yisrael. V'zeo anikra kibush rabim. This is what's known to kibush rabim, the sugya and mesechas gittin. Avo yachin mi Yisrael, o mishpacha, o shevet. But if one individual or one shevet even goes v'holcho v'kavshu la'atzman makom, they conquered a place, afilu min aretz Nidal Avraham, even within the borders that were given to Avraham Avinu, Eino Nikra Eretz Yisrael, Kedeshayin Hagubo Kala Mitzvahs. That's not called Eretz Yisrael, to be knowing the mitzvahs. Umepnei Zeh, Chilek Yeshua Ubezdino, Kala Eretz Yisrael Lishvatim. That's why Yeshua ben Nun and his Bezdin separated and divvied up all of the land. V'Avo Bishol Nichbisha, even the lands that were not conquered yet. Remember the Nevi'im describe in Yeshua, this land wasn't conquered from the Yavusi, V'chulu, Kedesha Lo Yeh Kibush Yachid, so that it wouldn't be a Kibush Yachid when they eventually conquered. They did it together, all of Klal Yisrael. So the Radvaz on that Rambam says, well, Aver HaYarden, they conquered, they went in, and they left even people to live there. So says the Radvaz, La Madnu de Aver HaYarden, Nikra Eretz Yisrael, V'chayeves min HaTorah. Right, Aver HaYarden is Midaraisa. It's not like the others, Shinar, Amon, Moab, Mitzrayim. Aver HaYarden is not that. So why doesn't the Rambam have Aver HaYarden here? Because the Rambam thinks, says the Radvaz, that it is part of Eretz Yisrael, Midaraisa. So if that, even if that's true, the base number, maybe that's the Pnei Moshe saying even on a Daraisa level. Okay. Says the Gemara. So base number, Malkit and Osan Machevel, Venosan Peah, Mikolumun Ve'uman. And they left Peah, as we described it, at the end of each and every row. Each and every row, they put the rope after one row, they harvested the whole thing, and they left at the end. Tani Abishol, Omer, Maskirin Osan Lignai, Umaskirin Osan Lishvach. There are those that say that this practice was amazing, and they gave Shevach to it. And there are those that said the practice was terrible. No, not appropriate. Maskirin Osan Lignai, why would it be not appropriate? What's bad about this minog? Sheyenostim Peya, Echan Mimeya, because they didn't leave as much pay as they should. Let's say the row was 10 bushels, and they left one. They left the end of every row, so it looks like great, but no, it's 1/100th, right? Really, you have to give 1/60th, right? Maybe they thought that because of its if it was Aver HaYarden, so maybe they thought it was less, but they they were taken to task because it was lignai. The Rambam says beferish that it's not less. The Rambam now in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim says that parak halacha yudalit call matnas aniyim elu ein anogos min haTorah ela beretz Yisrael kachumus u'maisras. All matnas aniyim leket shicha peah is only in Eretz Yisrael midaraisa. Like Chumas and Maestris. We compare Manas Aniyim to Manas Kehuna. Hari HaKosov Omer Uvekutz Rechem Es Kitzir Artzachem V'chi Sitzar Kitzircha Basadecha V'kvar Nisparish B'talmud Shahapeya Noheges B'chutz La'aretz Mi Divrehem. We know, the Gemara says, that Peya is in Chutz La'aretz Mi Dirabanan V'yir Eli, and the Rambam says, and it appears to me, right, those are his famous two words, where he says, this is not based on a source, but based on his own Svara, Shehu Adin L'Shar Manas Aniyim Elu Shehi Noagos B'chutz La'aretz Mi Divrei Sofrim. Not only Peya, don't think that Peya is unique, but it's all the Manas Aniyim apply in Chutz La'aretz, that's the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, Kama hu shir peya, mina Torah ein lashir. Afilu iniach shibolas achas yasdei chavas, so even one stalk, avo mi devreyem ein pachos meyachan mishishim, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Right, maybe the Rambam got that from this Yerushalmi, part of it. Right, that even Chutz La'aretz, if you say Beis Namer, is Chutz La'aretz, and they were upset that they only gave 1/100th, so maybe that's where the Rambam got this from. So that is Matzkir Nesol L'Gnai, or Matzkir Nesol L'Shvach, Shoyim Malkitin Osar Me'machevel, V'nosim Peya Mikolumon V'uman. Well, maybe it was a good thing because they gave Peya at the end of each and every row. And therefore, what's good about that? So the Mefarshim on the page, the Pnei Moshe, the Ma'ariv Folda says that the Aniyim don't have to wait all the way until you finish the whole field. You have to wait the whole time. Says the Ma'ariv Folda, Kadesh Le'itzarech Ha'ani, Laham Tena La'sof, V'zeh Shavach Lahem. And this is a good thing that is good for the Aniyim. Right? They don't have to wait for the end of the whole process. Right? And that's what the Pnei Moshe says as well. But if you look in the Ras Yulio, he says no. Matzkinos Le'shvach, a different shot. She'osin mitzvah, b'kal uman v'uman. They did a mitzvah with every row. So it's not focused on the Aniyim, but it's focused on the mitzvah that they did with every row. That's the Ras Yulio. And also, if you look in the Mishnah Rishona, I mentioned him a couple of days ago, very lumdish. The Mishnah Rishona is his commentary, one of the commentaries Achronim on the Mishnah. He has the Mishnah Rishona on Zeroyim and the Mishnah Achrona on Taharos. Those are his commentaries. So also he says here, Mikol Uman Ve'uman Ve'li Nireh She'eino Dome No Sein Mea Prutos La'aniyim Mea Pa'amim L'No Sein Pa'am Echad. If you give to the Ani, you give Peah 100 times versus you give Peah once. Shemeah pa'amim nechshavim l'meah mitzvahs. V'achanami kol pa'am kimu ha-mitzvah. Every time they were makayim the mitzvah, and that's what made it great. And this obviously reminds us, if you remember, of the Rambam. The Rambam, who said the exact same thing on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, toward the end of Paragimel, where the Mishnah says, Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaaser, where the Mishnah says, Hakol Tzafui V'Rishus Nesuna, everything is seen by Hashem, and the Rishus, we have Bechir Chavshus, U'betov HaOlam Nidon, V'Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaaser. What is Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaaser? Says the Rambam, quantity of actions. V'Achar Kach Amar She'en Amidos HaTovos Niknin Al Pi Godel HaMaisa Ela Beribuy Mispar HaMaasim. Right? Our Midos are acquired not through the greatness of the quality of an action, but the many actions. V'hu She'en Amidos HaTovos Niknos Elek She'adam Chozer Ala Maasim HaTovim Pa'amim Rabos Midos HaTovos Or Niknem. When a person does Maasim Tovim a lot, U'bakach Nikles La'adam Tchuna L'kach. And then a person, through those many actions, acquires a netia and a tchuna to this. Lok shi'asa adam ma'ase gadol echad mi'ase atov. Ki ba'osa ma'ase levada lo tikna lo tchuna lakach. Hamashal bazeh. Im nasan adam l'miyash shoroi litein. Elef dinar. Mepam echas l'adam echad. You have 1,000 dinar to one person. Lo tikna lo midas ha'nedivus bazeh. Ha'maisa ha'yachidi ha'gadol. Right? The midas ha'nedivus. The mida of giving and chesed won't be niknet to the person. Kamoshi niknes lamishin misnadev elef pa'amim be elef dinarin. V'nasan kol dinar mehen der b'derek nadava. Lefisha zech shechazer al pu'ulas hanedivus elef pa'amim. This person did a pu'ula of nedivus 1,000 times. V'niknes lo tchuna chazaka. V'zeh pa'machaz belvanis ora hanefesh. His orus gedola l'maisa hatov. V'yachar kachad l'mimenu. Beautiful. That is the Rambam. V'chach b'Torah ein sachar misha pada shavi echad v'mea dinarim. You're poda one captive for 100 dinar onas and staka la ani mea dinarim shein dai machzaro. You give 100 aniyim. So he says al derech zu tidon. But that's lafi rova ma'aseh and not alpi ma'aseh. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece about this as only he could put together in the Lekach Tov in Klal Tezvav. He talks about quality versus quantity. Right, that's his article. Ribui hakamus machri echos. Do we say that more quantity beats out quality? Right, that's, it starts off with the Ran, as you would have thought the Ran in the last Perek in Yuma, where the Ran discusses, right, if somebody has to eat meat on Shabbos or else they're going to die, there's a piece of non-kosher meat sitting right here, or I could shecht an animal and get kosher meat. So do I shecht an animal, which is an Isser Malacha Del Raisa on Shabbos, Isser Skila, versus if I eat the meat, treif meat, it's here, I have a cut, and that's just a laf. So I would have thought for sure, eat that. The Ron says, no. The Ron says, quote, Sedeya, no, you shecht. Oh, what do you mean shecht? Because eating the nevela, every morsel, every kadai I eat is another aveira. Shechting, I do one maisa, which is worse than the other aveira, but it's one maisa, and then it's kosher. And then it's kosher. One maisa bishul. Mutter lishkot aver mesukan b'shabas melechim nevelas. What do you see from there? Quantity many times could override the quality. Right? And he quotes many sources, including this Rambam, and including Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says that in Mitzrayim, he says, I'm worried that you're going to kill me because you want to marry my wife. What, he was worried about Shvichas Damin, but he wasn't worried about Gili Arayas. They would never live with his wife. No, but Shvichas Damin would be a one-time thing. Gili Arayas would be every time they would be living with his wife, right? And therefore, that's the quantity and the quality. Amazing. So that's the two pshatim in this line. Why are we mazkir l'shvach? Is it because the aniyim know they don't have to wait till the end of the whole field is harvested, or is it that the person is doing many mitzvahs together? If we have time towards the end, maybe we'll go back to that lechato. Okay, Tani. So now we have a tosefta that we quoted way back at the beginning of the mesechta. It wasn't in the Gemara, it was in one of the Mefarshim, but now we have it here, quoted in the Gemara. It's the Tosefta in the first parak of Meseches Peah. Tani b'shem Reb Shimon, b'nei chamisha dvarim, it's important that it's b'shem Reb Shimon, Be'ez Hashem will touch on that. B'nei chamisha dvarim lo yitin adam peah l'besof sadeo. Five reasons. So we, in the past, have had four reasons. That's another girsa here. Maybe it's four, maybe it's five, different reasons if you count the last one. Why a person should leave l'chatchila his peah at the edge of his field. We mentioned in the first parak, what if you didn't, midrabanan, different opinions in the Tanaim. But you're supposed to leave it at the end. Why? Mipnei gezel aniyim. We're going to list them and then explain each one. You don't steal from the aniyim. Mipnei bitel aniyim. You don't let them waste their time. Or mipnei aramayin, people who want to fake and trick. Or mipnei marasayin. Or mishisha amr Torah lo sachala pas sotcha. And also because the Torah says, don't cut off the edge of your field. So four svaras and then a pasuk. Mipnei gezel aniyim keitzad. What's this word with gezel aniyim? Shelo yira adam etzasha pinuya. Because if I don't have to leave pay at the edge of my field, I could just wait for the right moment, and I could wait for my relative. Vayom alekrova ani. Wait for my relative ani to be. I'm like, oh, you're here. Good. I'm going to leave this section. Right, because people won't know what section you're leaving. So I'm going to just leave this section right here. Bo v'tolachas apeya. Take the peya. We don't want that to be done. We don't want the aniyim, the other aniyim, to lose, and you're just going to give it to your relative. So therefore, it is not allowed. You have to leave it at the end, so all the aniyim know where it is, and you're not going to be able to hide it and just give it to a relative. The Rishonim say you could give some to your relative, but you can't give all your payah to your relative. That's what the Gos Mordechai in Baba Basra quotes our Tosefta from Peah, and he says, V'nireh, tahainu shalo yomar tol kol ha-peah, avol mechza o shnei yado shari. You can give a percentage based on a Gemara there. V'lo pligi atanai di Yerushalmi, umikanani lamed, adam shana. That's staka. Same thing with staka, says the Gos Mordechai. Yochol litin la'ani krova v'adchatzi, mikom ha-shanada. You can give your relatives, staka, or peah v'chulu, because it's just that you shouldn't give all of it. But you can give some. That's number one, gezel aniyim. Number two, mipnei bitel aniyim. Ketzad. Shalo yu aniyim yosh, v'nu mishar mekol ayom. So aniyim aren't sitting there all day and waiting. V'yomer, achshav enosim peah, achshav enosim peah. They won't know. They'll be sitting there wasting their time. If they know it's at the end of the field, they'll see. They'll be able to see where you're up to. They'll figure out exactly how long it's going to take you to get to the end of the row, and they'll know. They can estimate. But if you don't know If they don't know where you're going to leave the payah, then they can't estimate. Ela yelchu v'yil kadu b'sad acheres. They'll go harvest and go to a different field. V'yavo b'shas akilim. They'll come back and you'll be finished already. And they'll be done and there won't be any payah left. So you're just going to waste their time. Right? Bitlaniyim. They're going to be sitting here waiting. They're not going to know. There seems to be a machlokas b'shonim how exactly you understand this. Right? How you understand this. Line machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim in Beis Yud Beis, the Rambam says, "What is the chashash here? Kedei sheyiu aniyim yodin makom sheyaviu lo, so that the aniyim know exactly where it's going to be. Not that they're going to go and then they're going to. They know it's always at the edge. It's not just a time issue. It's a place issue." It's a place issue. If you look at the Mikdash David in, we mentioned it in Zeraim here, in Leket Shechav Epeah, that's in Simon Samach Beis, so he quotes this Tosefta, and then he says he thinks it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. He thinks Rashi in, he says, Hine Kazva Rambam, he quotes this idea, and he quotes Rashi in, let me just find it, Vihine. Seems like the Rambam says, you know what the bitul aniyim is? That they're going to have to go and search around the field. Where's the peah? Where's the peah? They know it's at the end of the field. They're not going to have to search around. That's going to be the bitul. That they're not going to have to search around looking for the peah sign. They'll know it's at the edge. That's how the Rambam understands bitul aniyim. But Rashi, quotes Rashi from Shabbos Chaf Gimel, bitul aniyim, shaloha yoyodim masai yiksarosa. They won't know when he's cutting it. Shem lo yaniach hapeah besov kitziro, lo yeh efshar lohem lechavein ashar shiyaniach, v'yistarko lahamtin v'yalo. They'll just sit there and sit there and sit there waiting to know when. So, is it a when? Is it a where? The Mikdash David says, that's an afkamina between Rashi and the Rambam, and he says, maybe an afkamina ladina is, what if when he finishes his field, can he leave Peah in a different place? Does he have to leave it in that place? So again, according to the Rambam, they're going to have to go search for it. He can't leave it in that place. According to Rashi, it's just a time issue. As long as they know where, so then that would be enough. So that's an interesting nafkamina brought by the Mikdash Shabbat. That's number two. So there's Gezel Aniyim, and there is Bitul Aniyim. Then now we get to number three. Mipnei Ramon, Ketzad, Shalo Yomar, Kfar Nasati, a person who doesn't say, I already gave pay of Yeboras Hayafe, I gave the pay, and then he's going to take the good stuff. Umotzi Asara, you're just going to leave inferior. No, at the end of the field, that's what you have to leave. Mipnei Marasa Ayin, number three, Marasa Ayin, so that people don't think otherwise. Ketzad, Shalo Yomar, over Mishavim Omrim, so the passerbars don't say, Ruhe Katzer Ishaploni Sadeh. Look, this person cut his field, Velohiniach Pay Alaniyim. And he didn't leave payah for the aniyim. So Amar Sayin, I think we mentioned recently, right, the Adiyak of, I think the Sharam Sarna Balacha quotes this from someone, that Maris Ayin, it's not Maris Einayim. Right, if you would look really, really closely and look well, so then you'd be able to tell, you wouldn't make such a mistake. But you only look with one eye. You don't look with, maybe you only look with an Ayin Ra'a also, not the Ayin Tova, another pshat. You're looking with that type of eye, so therefore, that's where Maris Ayin comes from. But this is also a big topic, Maris Ayin and Chshad. The two ideas into Rav Moshe Feinstein, we mentioned this shuv in the past, he's mechalig, Maris Ayin is where people might be misled. They'll see you not do something and they'll think, oh, okay, I guess there's no such thing. I guess that restaurant is kosher. Well, chshad, like by Hanukkah, they don't see a menorah on one side of the house, I guess he doesn't light Hanukkah candles. Not that they'll think that you don't have to light Hanukkah candles. So you have to see if that works out in all the Ma'amari Chazal. Here, Maris Ayin, is it here that people are going to think that you don't have to leave Peah? It sounds like Pasha Pshat that they're going to think that he didn't leave Peah. Not that they're going to think that you don't have to leave Peah. So you got to work out that Rav Moshe with all of the Marmakamos. And number five, Umishum Sha'amra Torah Lo Sechale Pasadcha. So number five is the Pasuk. The Samachronim, the Ravid. And also the Ravid, and the Rishon, the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim, says, this is Reb Shimon Lishita. So who's talking in this Tosefta? Tani B'Shem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has five, not just four. Why? Because Reb Shimon is Darshina Taima Dekra. Reb Shimon is the one that uses reasons for mitzvos to create the applications of the mitzvah. Remember, it's always good to darshan reasons for mitzvahs. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mi'ila. And then Hilchos Temura, he discusses that it's good to darshan the Tamiha mitzvahs. But can you use those reasons in order to decide when to apply a mitzvah, when to not apply a mitzvah? That's the machlokas tanoim between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Darshin and time of dekra, ulo darshin and time of dekra. Reb Shimon, we pass like Reb Yehuda. But Reb Shimon says, darshin and time of dekra. So suggests the Ravid, and I saw some of the Achronim also say this, that that's why this is Reb Shimon. All of these reasons, and the pasuk. Because the reasons, you're allowed to darshin the pasuk, and have these reasons given for the mitzvah, because Reb Shimon is darshinan taima dekra. Good. Halacha dalad mishnah says the next mishnah. Nachri shekatzer asadeyu. What happens if a non-Jew? We mentioned the chiyuv peya is when you cut the field, the harvesting. What happens if a non-Jew cuts the field v'acharkach nesgayer, and then he converts? So he has all this property, that all this tivua that was his, but at the time of the harvest, he was a guy. Patim and alekim eshekim and apeya. There's no chiyuv to leave matnas aniyim in that case, because the moment that the chiyuv kicked in, he was patur. So it's not chozer v'neir. It's not. It doesn't come up again. We say there is a patur, just like we're going to learn, and we learned already. Hektish. If the tefuah was belonging to hektish at the time of the ksira, then patur. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says mechayiv b'shichacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, by peya and by leket, because those go by the moment of the harvest. But when's the chiyuv of shichacha, which Be'ez Hashem will learn about later on in this mesechta? Shichacha is when it's in the bundles. What happens? I harvest my field and I leave it in bundles, and then after I leave it in bundles in the area, eventually I'm going to take those bundles and then put it into one big pile. One big pile. Right, we have that, we see that here in Beit Shemesh, on the mountain in front of our house. We see they make these huge piles of wheat, and then they bring this big truck, which brings all the different bundles in all the areas to one central area, and then they get a big truck to put all the bundles on. So, if, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the Balabais forgets one of those bundles, before he goes to the big one, so that's Shichacha, and when's that Chiyiv? At the moment of the bundles, moving the bundles. So already he was a Jew then. He wasn't a guy anymore. So, shichacha, he should be chayef. So, Rabbi Yehuda, mechayef b'shichacha. Sheina shichacha, ela b'shas ha'imor. Shichacha is when you gather the bundles, right? Ma'amer. Ma'amer is the malacha of gathering. When you gather the bundles, that is when that applies. Really, if you think of the Gemara is going to talk about this too, there are really two mitzvahs of shichacha. There's shichachas kama and shichachas amrin. There is a shichacha at the moment if you forgot, the balabais forgets to harvest, to cut some of the wheat in a certain corner or spot. So that's also the shechacha. And Rabbi Yehuda Lechara would say, that shechacha, he's pater from. That shechacha, he was a guy, so he's going to be pater. The machlokas is, do we compare shechachas kama, as we'll see in the Gemara, to shechachas omrim? That's the machlokas, as the Gemara explains now. So yes, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda have a good claim? Rabbi Yehuda says that the shechacha kicks in by the time of the omrin, the imur. So my time is Rabbanan. What would Rabbanan answer back? So Rabbi Yossi b'shem, we take out Rav b'shem, Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel k'siv, v'shachachta omer. So we're going to end in a couple of words based on the Graz Girsa. V'shachachta omer basadeh, that's the pasuk. V'shachachta omer basadeh. And we're going to darshin the two shechachas. Zu shechachas omer, basadeh, shu shechachas kama. So there's two shechachas. There's shechacha of the kama while it's still standing, and then there's the shechacha after I bundled it and I forgot the bundles before I bring it to the big area. So eshiyesh lo shechachas kama, yesh lo shechachas amrin. The Rabbanan say you compare the two. Though the shechacha that was chayiv bekama, so then that shechacha is chayiv in the amrin too. Eshiyesh lo shechachas kama, yesh lo shechachas amrin. But if not, if they weren't chayiv in stage one, then you're not going to be chayiv in stage two, right? You're going to compare the two. Shichachas, shichas kama, and shichachas omrim. The Minchas Chinuch, interesting, has a suffix. What happens when you say the same thing with a child? A katan shen is gadel between the two times. Right? Only the Minchas Chinuch thinks of this. The end of Kaf Tav Kuf Tzadi Beis. The end of Kaf Tav Tzadi Beis, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, what would you say in this case? Tav Kuf Tzadi Gimel Yud. If a field is owned by a chayr shod v'katan, it's not shechacha. Ki einam b'nei mitzvos. Because they're not b'nei mitzvos. V'im b'shas kitzira haya katan. V'yacharei ze b'shas imur haya gadol. What if he became a gadol? Efshar. Kima de lesa b'shechas kama, lesa b'shechas omrim. Maybe you'll say they're compared. Kimo gershin is gayer. Right? Like we learned in the Yerushalmi. And as I quoted earlier, he says, rather, this Yerushalmi, he quotes, V'yafshalachalik, or maybe not. The Hassam over there by a goy Potterhu Avagabi Katan the Be'emes Bar Mitzvosu Raksha Eno Bardas. A katan is in the world of mitzvos, he's just not a bar das. So maybe there's a difference between a katan and a goy vitzarech iyun. Vitzarech iyun, he said, I've quoted the Prima Gada many times, but that is a great kasha, suffik of the Menachas Chinuch. The Mefarshim also, back to that Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona again, making a showing today. He said, and what would Rabbi Yehuda answer back? Right, the Rabbanan have this limud. You compare Shechaz Omer, Shechaz Kamas. So Rabbi Yehuda would have to say, I reject the Hekesh. Right, how can he reject the Hekesh? Says the Mishnah Rishona, the Iyu Sfirale de Loshayach Hekesha Ela Kishashneya Mefurashin Bekra. What's a Hekesh? When you have two things in the same Pasuk. Mefurish. Truman, Meister, Shani, whatever it is. Abahacha Shechas Omer Mefurish. Right here, Shechas Omer is Mefurish. Lo Yafinalem Shechas Kama Shani Mefurish. Elam Ribuya Asi. Shechas Kama is learned that from a Riboy of the Pasuk. So I don't have to have a Hekesh, says Rabbi Yehuda, if both items in the Hekesh are not mefurish. And then he says, Ubechal Talmud Kasav also ain't other than Hekesh me atzmo, Elam can kibli me men, but he didn't get this Hekesh from his Rebbe. He didn't get that from his Rebbe, and he quotes the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Aleph about what could you darshan yourself, but either it's a general yesod that we're not going to darshan Hekeshim if it's not mefurish, or he's not going to darshan this Hekesh because he didn't get it from his Rebbe. Okay, there is a fascinating machlokas, just to mention the Mar Makom, and then we'll have to do Amid Beis, between the Rosh and the Rashba. It's two tshuvas. The Rosh and the Rashba were contemporaries. The Rosh wrote a question to the Rashba. And we have it in the Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Beis Simin Yudalet, where he spends 20 lines giving titles to the Rashba. Amazing leader of our generation, Harava Nichban Marenu Reb Shlomo, Yielakavimo, this whole long question. But the question was, there was a dough that was made without any water. It was made with May Beitzim. And at the time of the Afia, it grew very much. It looked like a regular dough. And there wasn't enough grain in it to take challah from when it originally mixed it in the kneading. But now later on, it's become huge. So it looks huge now. So maybe right now, when you have to take off challah, when you mafresh challah, maybe you should take off. And even though we learned in our Gemara, the Rosh quotes, even though we learned in our Gemara that the Chachamim say, we compare Shechas Kam and Shechas Omer, and that's based on a Pasuk, a Hekesh. Here you don't have a Hekesh, so maybe if by Challah, if later on it looks like that it's big enough, so then you'd be Chayav to take Challah, even though earlier it wasn't. So the Rosh says, I didn't think so. I was asked this question. I said, it's not like Shechacha. I think here the Chiyuv of Challah is only once, at the time that you put the dough into the, flour into the water. That's the moment it's determined. And he quotes 10 other rayas, but he says, please, Rashba, please tell me what the answer is. Tell me if I'm right. That's in Klal Sheni, Perek Os Yudalet. The Rashba answers. The Rashba has three tshuvas, where he goes through every point of the Rosh, and he agrees with him. He agrees with him. Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav, Samach Aleph. He quotes L'Rav HaRav Asher, HaAshkenazi. So the Rashba wrote a tshuva to the Rosh, and he answered, and he said, I agree with you. Don't compare Shechacha to the Chiyuv of Challah. Okay. Halacha Hey says the next Mishnah. Hikdish kama ufada kama chayiv. If I makdish my field when it's still standing and then I redeem it beforehand. So again, the chiyuv. I do the ksira when I have it chayiv. There's a chiyuv of peya. Omrin mupada omrin chayiv. If I did the ksira and then I was makdish it and then I brought it and then I was brought it back, I'm chayiv. Because again, the ksira was when I had it. Kama ufada omrin petura. But if I makdish when it's standing attached and then the gizbar is harvested, and then I redeem it petura, shabashas chovasa isa petura. Kayotiba, similarly, not just when it comes to peah, but also when it comes to shumas and maestras. Hamakdish peiros avash labolonis amaestras. We're going to learn there are two stages, two important moments of chiyuv when it comes to shumas and maestras. One is when it gets edible. It gets a little ripe. That's called ones hamaestras. That's step one. At that stage, you're still allowed to eat achilas arai from the fruit. You can't eat achilas keva, you can eat achilas arai. Later on, once I do what's called meruach, or another stage of production, so then I can't even eat achilas arai. But we're going to talk about those stages. Hamakdish peiros vashlo boldon samaisus. If I'm makdish fruit before they become edible, upadon, and then I'm po to them before they become edible, chayavin. If I'm makdashid after it's already edible and it's read on some maestros, and then I'm poed to them chayavin. Hikdisha nachalo nigru v'garmana gizbar. If I was makdashid before they became ripe, and then I was poed to it after they became ripe. V'yachaka padan peturin shepetas chavasan ayi peturin. Similar idea that we just had by peya. If the key moment is that when it belongs to hekdish, either the katsira when it comes to peya or the moment of onus ha-maisris, the moment that it becomes edible and ripe, somewhat, for chumas and maisris, so then there is a ptur. This mishnah of kayotze bo also appears in Meseches Chala, in the third parak. So the Gemara asks, on Tanita train Zimnin, why do we have this two places? We have this by Peya, and we have this by Chala. Why do we have this in two different Mesechtas? The same mishnah, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shua, Ben Levi, Mishum, Bar Pidia, Achaz le-miruach, Achaz le-shlish. It's talking about, as we just mentioned, the two stages of development when it comes to fruit for chumas and maestras. Shlish, it becomes a third ripe. That's stage one where you're not allowed to have a meal from it, an achilas keva, but you're still allowed to have achilas arai. And meruach is when you make the piles and you smooth out the top. Either of these stages belonging to hektish is poter. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Bava Chavraya, Chavraya Amri achaz meruach v'achaz l'shlish. The colleagues of Rabbi Ba said exactly what we just said. Rabbi Ba, Mefarish Rabbi Ba says, no, specifically, it's not just one and one, but I'll tell you which one means which. Bechala lemeruach, ubepeya lishlish. In the Mishnah in Chala, it's talking about the later stage, which is more parallel to the chiyav of Chala, which is when it's being produced and you add the flour into the water in your kitchen. Ubepeya lishlish, peya, which is out in the field, which is an earlier, so that's where it's more parallel to the avash shlish of the fruits. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue with a Peya Nitenes next time.